Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in, and it's time for another review. I'm a little late on this one, but it's a Netflix original that came out last weekend, or last week at some time, I think. It's called There's Someone Inside Your House. No one in this one that I recognize, and it looks like it's a pretty young cast for the most part. Not entirely sure what I'm in for with this one, so what is this one about? Let's get to it. Well, we start off with a teenage boy. He's getting his pregame nap in before his football game. Now, he sets his alarm on his phone, and, you know, he crashes out. And while he's asleep, someone takes his phone and puts like an egg timer in his room for some reason. So he's late waking up. He's running around trying to grab his stuff. And he starts seeing these very incriminating pictures of himself doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Spoiler free, won't get into that at all. But I will say there is someone in his house and it doesn't go well. And of course, you know, he gets killed. So no spoiler there. You know, this is what the movie's about. So the whole high school's in mourning and they're pointing fingers at one student in particular. Spoiler free. Now, later the class president, she gives this little speech and, you know, whatever. So she's preparing for church service, or getting the church prepared for service, I should say. And a very disturbing podcast that she recorded anonymously is playing in the background. She's saying some pretty wild stuff. Spoiler free, won't say what that was. Yeah, and basically the killer gives her the same treatment. Now, the students are all freaked out, not only by the killer, of course, but about their deepest, you know, darkest secrets being revealed. And, I mean, that's pretty much the setup. That's where I'll stop. I mean, from there, the students, you know, they try to keep their secrets and try to figure out who the killer is, basically. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 48%, with the audience at a very unimpressed 17% on the Rotten scale. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. Now, I absolutely love the opening act here. The setup gave me the vibe of like Scream, with a little pinch of I Know What You Did Last Summer thrown in for good measure. The acting is fine. It's all passable for this kind of movie. You know, I'm grading on that scale, as I've discussed before. The kills, while not all that creative, they're pretty solid and, you know, they're kind of graphic for the most part. Now, the first maybe half of the movie is chugging right along, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm enjoying it. And then the second act comes around, and that's where my negatives start. I didn't get into it, but we follow this clique of rather, you know, I guess kind of unpopular kids, about four or five of them, and the movie doesn't really start going until one of them gets killed. And I'm thinking, okay, now that one of the people in this group has been killed, now it's really, you know, going to get going. But the story pretty much stays in the same space that it was at the beginning, and it never advances beyond the, you know, original premise. Reveal a secret, kill a person, which actually seems kind of pointless. I mean, if you're going to reveal their secret and they're not really alive or around to deal with the consequences of that secret, then what's the point? They basically are afraid of their secret and then you kill them. So, I mean, like I said, that really was no point to that. Now, they telegraph very early who the killer is. If you're paying close attention, you will see the telltale signs. Again, won't get into any of that. So, I'm just waiting to see why this person, you know, is doing what they're doing. And there's zero payoff for that here. I mean, the reason makes no sense at all as to why this person is doing the killing or revealing the secrets or any of that. I mean, you know, the person does this little speech at the end, but, you know, it falls on deaf ears as far as I'm concerned. It really didn't make a whole lot of sense. And in this kind of movie, that does matter because of the way they set it up. They set it up like this guy is out to get, you know, some type of revenge, and, you know, these killings are really personal. So when there's not really a good reason or reveal behind that, you know, that's kind of flaky. And then the ending, yeah, it's pretty yawn-inducing. Yeah, I mean, it's a real shame because the setup with, you know, the first two victims was really good. And, you know, and the body count is kind of low, which is fine if the kills were a bit more creative or more graphic. You know, something has to give here. Anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And that's going to be, yeah, about half of it I enjoyed. So that's going to be good enough to give it a 50% on the Rotten scale. So no, it's not an endorsement. But like I said, I really did like the setup with the first two kills going into that third kill. And then after that, I was hoping, you know, it would pick up and do something else or, you know, give us something different. There was really no big reveal, at least not to me anyway, since I already knew who the killer was and it was pretty obvious who the killer was. And then there was no twist or anything to kind of throw us off track. I mean, these kind of movies, they always point you in the direction of the person that they want you to think it is. And then, meanwhile, they are supposedly tricking you. Like, oh, it's this person. We're pointing everything this way, but we're going to reveal it's this person over here. Even though in this movie, we knew it was the person over here. And whoever they were pointing at didn't make any sense for them to be the killer anyway. Kind of like Scream, the original Scream, where they pointed at the killer, and you're sitting there like, well, everything's pointing at him, so it can't be him. And then the twist was, it was him, but not just him, but along with someone else. That was a really cool twist. I was hoping they would do something like that here, but nah, they didn't do anything. And, yeah, so there's nothing to really elevate this past, like, a random viewing. Like, if you get bored one night and you just want, like, a basic slasher to watch. I mean, this isn't horrible. It's just not all that great either. As long as you temper your expectations, you might actually enjoy this one way more than I did. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook, all my posters, links are on there. Definitely check that out. I've also started a YouTube channel that's mostly sports. It's called Mostly Sports, where I discuss sports topics and things like that. And I say mostly because I am going to dive into some random topics I see here and there. So definitely go check that out, Mostly Sports with Clarence. Yeah, that's a plug there. So, October's chugging right along. I got a lot of content I need to release this weekend. So you're probably going to get at least one more post, if not two, if I have time to record both of them. I have a couple of, a theme locked and loaded on one, and we'll see what happens with the other one. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.